So often we sing Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate Gokula Tarini Mandara. This is Rupa Goswami's like introduction kirtan for Srimati Radhika. He's saying this Taruni, this wonderful, beautiful young Srimati Radhika, this Kishori, everything in the spiritual reality is like turning around her. Like a mandala. Everything is a mandala around Srimati Radhika. And really, we know that all leelas that are happening are just because of for Srimati Radhika and the meeting of Srimati Radhika. We heard like, oh, why did Krishna do Krishna Kaliya Leela? Not for the punishment of any being. This is so external. So this Asura, no Vaishnava meditates on this Asura, and this is a very, very superficial. But Krishna is very eager to relish Purva Rag. Radha and Krishna are like very, very young, and both feel we would like to meet each other. And then suddenly, Krishna is in the coils of Kaliya, completely enwrapped. And now it's a time of catastrophe. Everyone is running there at the bank of Yamuna. And Krishna is always looking up quick. It's like sometimes in a theater play, they look out. Is the public already? Are they sitting? Are they ready? Through the curtain? No, not yet. So Krishna is looking from the coils of Kaliya. Is Srimati Radhika already here? No, I wait. So now when Srimati Radhika is here, oh, now Krishna becomes the great hero dancing, and at every step that he's dancing on the heads of Kaliya, he's just looking towards Srimati Radhika and telling him with a kripa kataksha, with a sidelong glance, he says, I beg you, maybe one day we can dance like this together. Even a little later, when Krishna is coming out of the water, all inhabitants are there, and Krishna is just walking by the gopis. It's like the first time they have eye-to-eye meeting from very close. And the whole Vrindavan thinks, now we are here at the bank of Yamuna. Let us not go back. Let us stay the night here in the forest at the bank of Yamuna. So everyone made like a picnic and stay overnight there. This was the time that Radha and Krishna have beautiful, when everyone was sleeping, they looked at each other from some distance. So like everything turns, the whole spiritual reality is like turning around that deep center, the beautiful exchange between Shama Shyam. And so this is what we start learning. Just hearing and worshipping Harikatha. It's a complete, we start to feel for where the center of all existence, where everything turns around. This can also become the center of our existence. And slowly, slowly, like irresistible Krishna, this means Akarshana Shakti, irresistible attraction. And everything starts to turn around the center of all existence. So this is like when we understand this in the Bhagavatam, And we understand, oh, these very same personalities, that everything is turning around them. Now they have another Leela as Gaura and Gadadhar, and this is the topic of our worship at the moment. So it's like that what makes the spiritual world, the essence, suddenly is transported in this world. We can become accustomed or closer. This is the meaning of upasana. This is the Sanskrit word for worship, upasana. But this worship doesn't mean just external rituals. It means upasana, to sit close or to be close. So slowly, slowly become acquainted, we become close. This is real adoration. So to enter the very mystical realm of an eternal reality of Gaura and Gadadhar. This is what we do, and not for the rest of life, nothing else to do.
Thank you, Christian Temple, your words. Thank you for your words. Your reminder about which is the axis of reality around which everything revolves. Making this connection with the word mandala. It rather could be called Mandaleshwari. She around whom everything revolves. So welcome you all. Again, for now. And today we are having our sixth meeting, coming into the mandala, into the circle, to realize who is in the center of the circle and how is it revolving. And as Krishna Chandra beautifully say, upasana. Today is also Ekadashi. Sometimes Ekadashi is also known upabhas, which also means to reside close. So we find all these many words. Upanishad means to sit close. All these words started with upa, which is all like an invitation for closeness and proximity. The closer we get, the more disclosure we can catch. So in our sixth meeting today, I wanted to continue with the topic we shared in our last session. We were exploring the life of Gadadhar Pandit in Jagannath Puri, his second half of life, especially concentrating on his speaking on the Bhagavatam. And now I'd like to go a little bit more in detail to the worship of Tota Gopinath and what it all this means in connection to Mahaprabhu tasting Radha Bhav and Gaura Lila becoming finally, success for all of us. We need Gaura Lila to be a success, because if not, we have no hope. And then we will conclude with a few words on Gadadhar Pandit's last days on the manifest Prakat Lila before our last session tomorrow on the adoration of Gaura Gadadhar. So, so I'd like to share a few words on Tota Gopinath. If you all have a darshan of Tota Gopinath, if not somehow or other, here with darshan of them. Tota Gopinath in the center, and on the sides there is Sri Radha and Lalita. So we'll be talking quite a while about them. Brief darshan, blackish darshan, and we'll be talking about why. So that's the Gopinath. My favorite place in Puri also, just in case. Beautiful place for many reasons. We already were talking today about how this Bhagavad recitals were happening there. So Tota Gopinath, the deity that Gadadhar, Ishtadeva of Gadadhar Pandit in Jagannath Puri. So what's the connection between Gadadhar Pandit worshipping Tota Gopinath? What's the meaning of Tota Gopinath in connection to Mahaprabhu, who by this time he's more and more deeply relishing Radha Bhava in the Gambira, as we mentioned, and they are not meeting each other in person that much at one point any longer. So first of all, why Tota Gopinath? No, Tota means garden. So the garden Gopinath. Gopinath who was found in the garden. If you go today even to the Tota Gopinath temple, you have the mandir and then you have the Tota. Have a big garden, beautiful garden, with different small kutirs also, with different sadhus living there, and nice garden and different cows and this and that. So it is said that one day, how this deity manifested from the garden, because that's the story, this Gopinath manifested from the garden next to the temple. Yameshwar Tota is also a name for this garden. And one day Mahaprabhu was asking, in separation, asking Gadadhar Pandit, where is Krishna? Remember, he asked that question in Navadvip, and Gadadhar replied, and it went a little dangerous. Remember, he said, Krishna's in your heart. Mahaprabhu started to tear apart his chest. So at this point, Mahaprabhu, his last year, still they were meeting each other. And Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar, where is my Prananath? Where is Krishna? In the mood of Radha in separation. And Gadadhar is helpless, like, what to say now? If I say what I say, and that what happened was that years back in Navadvip, now the thing's getting more and more intense. Yes, I don't know what to do. So he was remembering that, and he was helpless without saying much. And somehow Mahaprabhu fell to the ground, in that ecstasy of separation, and started to dig down. He didn't turn apart his chest, he torn apart the earth, so to say, starting to dig in the sand, because it's a sandy garden there. And calling, 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 where were you? Where are you? Here you are. He finds this deity called Gopinath. Big one. So that was a considerable digging work. So the Murti appeared of Gopinath. In this garden, eventually known as Yameshwar Tota. So why Gopinath? No? We already clarify why Tota, because it was found in the garden this way. And why Gopinath? Well, Mahaprabhu was in Radha Bhav looking for the Krishna that corresponds with Radha Bhav, no? Which is not Yashodhananda Krishna or whomever. No? It was Gopinath, no? Or Radhanath, can also call Tota Radhanath, Tota Gopinath. No? So the deity was called Gopinath because he's a Krishna that corresponds with the gopis. There is a particular Krishna to correspond not only to a particular rasa but to specific devotees. No? Yeyatamam prapadante tamstatayibhavajamyaham. As you love me, I reciprocate accordingly. I take even a shape carved out by the strength of your love. That's how personal Krishna is. And of course, we could also say that Gopinath was given to Gadadhar by Mahaprabhu, because remember, Mahaprabhu found Gopinath and then gave it to Gadadhar for him to worship. Because somehow Gopinath is, as we were explaining on the first day, the birthplace, quote unquote, of Gaur Lila, in the heights of Rasa Lila with Krishna's Gopinath with the gopis, saying, Naparayaham, I cannot repay you. Gopinath is the master of the gopis, which is in this case kind of a sarcastic name, the master of the gopis becoming mastered by them and saying, I cannot repay back your debt. So this is the deity handed down to Gadadhar Pandit. So as you may have seen in the picture, Gopinath, and I'm fast forward here a little bit, but I have to explain why Gopinath is in Padmasana. Padmasana means how Swami Padmanabh is sitting. How to honor my name and sit in Padmasana, which means the lotus-like posture, sitting cross-legged, like many of us are doing now. So it is say, fast-forwarding to the very last days of Gadadhar, after Mahaprabhu passed, Gadadhar Pandit lived like for 11 more months after Mahaprabhu passed. But he was in deep separation, as you can imagine. Deeply emaciated, you say? Emaciated. His body was like bent down. And at one point, Gopinath has its considerable size. So for Gadadhar, it was becoming difficult, if not impossible, to worship Gopinath properly, to put the garland, to put chandan. It was too high for Gadadhar's bent situation, so to say. At one point, Gadadhar Pandit thought, okay, Mahaprabhu was clear, as we say today, he didn't want the worship of Gopinath to be stopped, but I cannot continue this worship. So I'm thinking about getting some other pujari, someone else to worship Gopinath. So that very night, it is said that Mahaprabhu appeared in a dream to Gadadhar. I said, you don't need to make any arrangements. That was kind of the message. And of course, originally, of course, just in case, originally the deity of Tota Gopina was not in Padmasana. It was standing, Tribhanga, curved in three, like the usual deities we see of Krishna. So he has this dream, Gadadhar. No need to concern, I will make the arrangements. And the next day he goes, opens the altar, and Gopinath had sit down so Gadadhar could continue worshiping him. So it's the only deity basically that we will see, to my knowledge at least. Maybe there may be some replica of it, but it's kind of the original only deity of Krishna sitting in Padmasana. There's one verse from Krishna Karnamrita, actually, where this is kind of hinted at. I have it here. It's Krishna Karnamrita 3, section 3, verse 100 says, Kadam, kadam, kadambamuli kridantam brindavana niveshitam padmasanasthitam bande venum gayantam achyutam. So I worship, I adore Achyuta, who has entered Vrindavan and who is seated in Padmasana, in the lotus posture, at the foot of a Kadamba tree and playing the flute. So somehow there is a trailer in Krishna Karnamrita, who was, no wonder, a favorite text for Mahaprabhu as well. So, Tota Gopinath.
Just one little thing.
Okay.
No.
I'm joking. I think we can tolerate one little thing from Krishna.
Because it's a very great mystery, or because the deity is like ready, vigraha. I'm ready to accept all the service. That's why they stand. They're so much ready. But this sitting posture, because I heard from many Vaishnavas, and this is quite beautiful, at the time of Gopi Geet, this is in the middle of the night, Krishna disappeared in the forest. So the gopis, they wanted to follow him, but it was like a pain. If he wants to go, we force him to go even further when we follow him. So they did something. They just retired at the bank of Yamuna and started doing a thing to attract Shyamsunda. This means kirtan from the heart. So for millions of gopis, this wonderful, beautiful song came out, Gopi Geet. And at the end of Gopi Geet, they say, Radhika is like singing, Yate Sujata Jaranam Buruham Staneshu. It's like, and Krishna is somewhere in the bushes hearing everything. So when he hears Srimati Radhika's moods, Krishna, he has to come out and jumps out. And he's a little shy. He's like smiling. He's holding his cloth because he's so, he knows, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. So, and now suddenly he's surrounded by thousands of gopis. And Krishna, he made a mistake. And the gopis are saying, "Why did you leave?" Very with strong verse. And now Krishna is sitting at Srimati Radhika's feet, looking up and saying, "I'm sorry. I'm really sorry." So that moment, and Radhika is like higher up because Krishna is now sitting. Swadhin Bhatrika Nayika, she is like the one who is controlling Krishna, and Krishna is like there at his feet, at her feet. So this is the sitting Gopinath. Because a deity is never just a thing from this world. It always refers to a moment
Eternity.
in eternity. So now Mahaprabhu really thinks like, "Oh Gadadhar, you gave me so much. I want to give you something, you know, this total of this sitting Gopinath, because I want to give you, remember this scene." So this is, many said like this, this is why he's sitting. Externally, okay, because he's old, this is true. But like internally, it's more, it's a reminder of Srimati Radhika from that very, very sweet moment at the end of Gopi.
Just we say the other day is the beginning of Kaur Lila in Krishna Lila, no? We
Which
said
is,
it's
yeah.
after that he says Napari Ham Nirabhad Sanjayan
It's just the
reappearing.
next chapter.
Yeah.
That there was Radha. Radha was only worshiping. The only.
Yeah,
Is it up?
but not that later, because at least as it is said, as we were mentioning, that's the place where sort of Damodar and Gadadhar Pandit entered when closing their pastimes. Around that time. We don't have the exact day and timing, but around the time, yeah. Not to my knowledge. Mystery. We'll see. If I'm not come to that, he will come to that. And maybe we can briefly explore also the whys of, since we are mentioning Lalita and Radha. Not only why, not so much why they are there next to Gopinath, but why they are blackish. You have seen in the picture, they are all same color. So here Radha appears as Shamsundari, if you will. And Lalita is Kahavyuha of Radha, like immediate expansion, appearing the same way. So why? There are a few Leelas also. Okay, and the thing with this is beautiful is that you can give, there are many explanations and perspectives and levels given by sadhus, and as Sri Samaras will say, all of them are correct. Not that you come with any story and that's correct, but there are many genuine possibilities, like when speaking about the passing of Mahaprabhu or anything. Which one you would like to share with us? Well, there's one Leela that is said that Krishna was, sadhus mentioned, Krishna was playing flute in Padmasana. So Radha and Lalita came one day and they wanted to wanted to blow the flute. And Krishna said, like, sorry, but one has to be exactly like me. Same color, same posture, which means that you can never blow it. Again, some churning of the heart, no? So they were provoked like this, and it is said that Again, one of many stories, Lalita and Shirada practice tapasya to become, acquire Krishna's hue. No, hue? And standing in Tribhangi posture, also practicing the crookedness, because it's not that easy. You see the picture and it looks nice, but you try to stand in balance without practicing, you can have a tragedy at Anandadham. They were practicing Tribhanga, they were practicing tapasya to receive. So yeah, eventually they received that blessing. And it is said that this is the only place, at least maybe there may be replicas again, but as it's the only place where you find Krishna in Padmasana, only place where you find Radha and Lalita in this sham hue. And of course, as Krishna Chanda was mentioning, also some other reference will be when Radha becomes so absorbed in separation of Krishna that she manifests that particular hue as well. As we have sometimes in other places, you may have seen at least Srila Prabhupada installed deities of Krishna being white, as well as Radha, white or,
bright.
Bright. And it could be connected to Sri Krishna being so absorbed in her. That's how he will explain that. What else? Yes? Bona fide? So anyhow, a few words to begin with to introduce actually Tota Gopina. We are just warming up for Tota Gopina. Now we will try to enter into the meaning of the worship of Tota Gopinath in the context of Mahaprabhu relishing Radha Bhava in the Gambira. And we already explained earlier today the Bhagavatam recitation and how this was a very important tuition and training for Mahaprabhu to receive from Gadadhar all these samskars for him to be successful in his enactment of Radha Bhava, going to Gambira, practicing there, doing the homework, so to say. So Gadadhar is instructing Mahaprabhu daily on the Bhagavatam. Then Mahaprabhu goes to Gambira accompanied by Sarup Damodar Ramananda Roy, crying, trying to imbibe what he has learned. And Gadadhar Pandit, the more Mahaprabhu is progressing in this relishing, the more Gadadhar Pandit is watching from a safe distance, as we will say. Like the example sometimes given is like a father teaching his son to ride a bicycle. So in the beginning, the son sees the bicycle, is like, oh, that's too intimidating. I don't know if I can do that. But I will try. So, okay, sit down. Father is carrying the son with one hand in the back, the bicycle. Still, the father is doing all the job mostly. Gradually, okay, taking out one hand and one hand here. So gradually, taking more distance from the son. Till the son starts to... writing still falls sometimes. The father is there to awake. So Gadadhar was doing like this with Mahaprabhu in his practicing Radha Bhava. Okay. And at one point, when the child is riding on the bicycle by himself, he will be like, wow. And at one point, the father's presence will be a disturbance there. Right? The child will say, okay, Dad, thank you, but you can leave now. So, in the same way, as the Antya Lila is progressing, as Mahaprabhu is becoming more and more successful in relishing Radha Bhava, by the grace of Gadadhar, very humbly, Sri Radha, Gadadhar is retiring behind the curtain. As we were saying, as Gaur is flourishing in tasting Radha Bhava and the whole world is Sriman Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Gadadhar is quietly disappearing, dwindling and serving in separation. Not an easy position to be, but that situation is the most glorious. Again, this dwindling is not diminishing at all Gadadhar Pandit's position, but rather showcasing his selflessness, his full giving to allow his prana to be totally successful and relishing that at the distance in Tota Gopina. No? This is, as we said the other day, in the final chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Sikshastakam. And the final verse of Shikshastakam, Ashlisha Bhapadaratam Pinashtumam. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said this verse was spoken by Sri Radha. Which means, actually Mahaprabhu spoke it, but which means Mahaprabhu made it. That's he attained Radhaba. At the very end of the story, like the movie is finishing, the book is finishing, this verse spoken by Radha, which again is not directly, but indirectly, he's suggesting Mahaprabhu was successful, mission accomplished. Though it's a never-ending project, as we say, and that's why we need a Nitya Navadvip. But as much as that could be a success in that span of time on Earth, mission accomplished. Something like that. And again, at that height of Mahaprabhu's triumph, he's basking in the glory of relishing Radha Bhav and Gadadharis in total gopinath, in ecstasy, celebrating at the distance the success of his beloved. But again, properly understood, the role of Gadadhar even diminishes the glory of Mahaprabhu. Without downplaying Mahaprabhu himself, but properly understanding the role, the selflessness, the attitude of Gadadhar Pandit is making Mahaprabhu's glorious attainment of Radha pale in comparison. Because as we say, without Gadadhar, Mahaprabhu could not have been successful in relishing Radha. Gadadhar is giving his entire self and quietly removing into the background in total gopinath. That's why we say these days, arguably Gadadhar Pandit is the most important figure in the whole of Gaur Lila. So I hope this case, I made this case clear by this
The
point.
mandala.
The mandala, we are trying to make some full circle a little bit. So Gadadhar did all this from the area of Tota Gopina, which also is close to this area of Chatak Parvat, which is on the other side. It's a sandy area. So even we could use an analogy that Gadadhar moved to the lonely sands, the archetypal desert. No? Like many mystics will go to the desert. Separation, Chatak Parva, that area. And there Gadadhar stayed, worshipping Tota Gopinath, the black Krishna, while the golden Krishna was lost in Radha Bhav, so to say, in the Gambhira. So again, during these last years that Mahaprabhu was relishing Radha Bhav in Gambhira, Gadadhar was worshipping Tota Gopinath. He was not going to Gambhira. We gave a few examples of why, like Krishna Chandra Prabhu quoted from Srila Narayana Maharaj about a wife who had just lost her husband, and some other lady lost her husband, and there's not much to say. We can give another analogy. There are many analogies we can leave this. Like another way, we apart from the bicycle example, in another direction, you have an actor who is learning during the day from the director during the day. But in the evening, the actor has on to perform on the stage, but the director is not on the stage, right? The actor is on the stage. And what if the director is a very famous person, and in the acting is about the enacting the life of the director, which is the case here, right? Krishna is enacting the life of Radha, so to say. Right? Krishna is the actor. Radha is the director, Radhikar Prema Guru, Ami Sisyanata. Krishna is the actor, the director, and the whole drama is about the life of the director, Radha Bhav. So if the director appears on a stage, it's a mess, right? It's going against the desired mood. So similarly, Gadadhar, Radha, the director, staying at a safe distance in Tota Gopinath. Because if Gadadhar will be there, there will be, in one sense, two Radhas also. And that will get in the way of the relishing, similar to the notion of why Gadadhar didn't go to Vrindavan. And in a similar way, like the student, the acting student presents his the result of his acting to the professor, his thesis to the professor. We'll say that Mahaprabhu is presenting the thesis to the teacher Gadadhar through Tota Gopinath. No?
This is
Because
what you mentioned.
okay, Guru Dakshina, elaborate. No, please, a few
No,
words. We talk about Dakshina Bhav these days, but what about Guru Dakshina?
very short. These moments where they go through the every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very interesting. Because Krishna knows the Bhagavatam, of course, from his own perspective. Like, itam sarat vajajalam patmakara sugandhina nyavisat Like in the beautiful night of autumn season, towards the night, how Krishna, the wonderful flute player, he's entering in the forest. He knows this from his own perspective. But what is Srimati Radhika experiencing? Already waiting, and how he's coming closer. This is a complete mystery. He cannot fathom it. So now Radhika goes through all the verses that Krishna knows from his own perspective. But now to open, he has to hear it from Srimati Radhika to get the other perspective. This is such a moment. Or Badaha Pidam, like when he's going cowherding in the morning, how Krishna is embracing all his friends and massaging the cows and a festival and saying goodbye to Mother Yashoda and entering. And Srimati Radhika is behind the trees, looking how he's going, and she's begging, can I become a cowherd and boy in my next life? But again, also just embracing him so easily. So what is Radhika feeling at that time? This is a complete different world. Now Krishna is slowly, slowly experiencing this. And you just mentioned the thesis. Slowly, slowly, he's entering more and more in that bhav. So he's so thankful to Radhika. So he wants to give something back. And many acharyas say, like, oh, at that moment, Mahaprabhu is even in Manjari bhav. He went so deep in the mood of Srimati Radhika, even what her servants feel. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as like a servant of Srimati Radhika, is looking at Gadadhara, seeing her as Swamini, as Radhika. And he's saying, psht, psht. Radhika, look. And Gadadhara is like looking. And Mahaprabhu is like completely immersed in the bath. And he's moving the sand. Krishna is hiding here. This is how many times the Manjaris are doing when they play hide and seek, and they don't. Radhika is not finding where is Krishna. She said, "Look, he's there." And then she's like offering, "Look, here he is." And Srimati Radhika is so happy. So this is a very deep mood. How Gopinath suddenly was given in the hand of Gadadhar, but also this extreme gratitude. I could now understand what is Radha above and what is the deepest gift. If some for Mahaprabhu now in the mood of Srimati Radhika, this is Krishna, and he's so grateful now as Srimati Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Srimati Radhika. So the most precious thing is looking, is Krishna, is Gopinath. But out of the thankful, you helped me to enter in this great love. I want to give the most precious thing of my heart to you. And he's offering Gopinath in the hands of Gadadhara. Many moods.
Regarding Guru Dakshina.
It's like, yes, it's the moment of extreme thankfulness.
Nisishanata, Padikar Prama Guru. So I'm your disciple, your student.
Yes, what you gave me is like, I want to give you the most precious thing I have.
Guru Dakshina, as you may know, is like an expression classically invoked in the Vedic tradition, that the disciple will go and live with the guru for some time, And after finishing his or her education, there was a time for the disciple to offer Guru Dakshina or some donations and gift back in because of so many things received from the Guru. So I think that was connected to what you were asking, Damayanti, you know, like Mahaprabhu being the student, Gadadhar being the teacher, and as Guru Dakshina, Gaurasundar is offering Gopinath back.
Does wherever Srimati Radhika looks, she is Krishnamayi. Her manifest Krishna.
Well, we could say that Gopinath is the insight that the heart of Mahaprabhu taking shape. The insight that Mahaprabhu is having in tasting Radha Bhava in connection to Krishna and taking a particular form given to Radha as Gadadhar. And when Radha is seeing, when Gadadhar is seeing Tota Gopinath, Gadadhar realizes, oh, you have relished my moods. You are being successful in your, you have been a good student. You have done your homework, basically. And from that place, Gadadhar starts to worship Gopinath. Gadadhar is worshiping the success of Mahaprabhu, the success of her prananath. Because Gopinath is the embodied confirmation of the success of Gaur Krishna in relishing Radha Bhava. So Gadadhar is worshipping that. He's not just worshipping a deity again. He's worshipping, adoring the success of her beloved, so to say. No? So here we have Radha and Gadai worshipping the fruit of Krishna's success as Mahaprabhu. Because again, Gopinath is the embodied confirmation that Mahaprabhu tasted Radha Bhava. And as we will see later, then Mahaprabhu would say that when he left his body, he entered that Gopinath, no? Which is nothing but his own heart, so to say, which further confirms this purpose. And that was the Ishtadeva of Gadadhar Pandit, basically, Gopinath.
I was wondering about Manjari Bha. You mentioned Mahaprabhu was also able to experience that. Was there some reason externally that made a wish come up in him that I want to experience that? Or was it like just a flow of, like you just said, I think it was just going so deep in Radha Bhava that he experienced it? Or was it also by association, maybe externally? Because I was thinking Gadadhar is Radharani, so maybe by the association of some other Vaishnavas, he got this gift. Even Krishna wants to enlarge his perspective with Srimati Radhika field. Then you go in, because Krishna couldn't feel what is Radhika feeling. But now he became so empathic in one way. I want to feel what she feels, but then it like expanded because empathy has no end.
And once
And
you
that
become empathic, you start to realize how much more empathic you can become, right?
exactly. And what there are some persons who feel also what Radhika feels, they're the, her close servants. So in that adventure pilgrimage, you know, Mahaprabhu entered that realm also. And the statements in Chaitanya Charitamrita are extremely beautiful. It's like you mentioned Chatraparvat. Just when Mahaprabhu is seeing, just next to Tota Gopinath, he sees a dune of sand. And he's just running completely mad. And all the Vaishnavas, they try to follow him because he shouldn't be hurt. They want to, when he's falling down, they want to keep him and embrace him. But Mahaprabhu is so quick, he's just running. And then really he's falling down at this sand dune. And he's completely, we cannot say unconscious, super
Yeah, the
conscious.
other way around,
So, and they don't know what to do. So any devotee in any situation, I don't know, we heard of Dhruva, He doesn't know what to say before the Lord. So names are coming out. So the devotees, they were just singing the names. Mahaprabhu laying at the bed in the sand.
Potential disturbance there.
Yeah. So Gora is like awakened, and then he said, "Where am I?" And he's seeing all the devotees. And then he's like opening his heart. He said, "I was at Govardhan. I was right there. And Radha and Shyam, they went in a cave of Govardhan. And Lalita, she ordered me to pick flowers. And I was so happy." The divine couple is in a cave of Govardhan, but this little servant of the divine couple, Amanjari, by plucking flowers, she's experiencing, like, in a more intense way, even what the divine couple is experiencing there. Because the more you enter in the seva bhav, the more you experience. This was a very, very blissful experience. At one point, Lalita said, "Come, come. Now you can offer these flowers to them." And I just wanted to enter, and then there was a tumultuous noise.
Called kirtan.
This is a moment where Mahaprabhu was experiencing.
The god of empathy. I remember talking with Radha Madhav. He wrote one article, nice article about Mahaprabhu being the Ishtadev of empathy. So anyhow, just to conclude about this section on Tota Gopin and how Gadadhar Pandit at the distance from Tota Gopin and Mahaprabhu is in Gambira. Yeah, he was.
No. It's like his empathy, he could feel what Radhika is feeling by the mercy of Gadadhar, but then his empathy like exploded. And he can also feel the moods and the inner bhav of those who are so close to Radhika.
That was from himself. He didn't need a guru to help him. That's his empathy.
It was like the starting point was Gadadhar.
Yeah, the guru's help was there
Of
in the
itself.
back.
Of
Yeah.
itself.
Yeah. So in this way, yeah, the more Mahaprabhu was, all the things that Mahaprabhu was experiencing in Gambira, as we were saying earlier today, Gadadhar will have darshan of that while worshipping Gopinath. So Gopinath will be like a very transparent mirror that was reflecting what was going on in Mahaprabhu's. Because though, as you say, Mahaprabhu brought Gopinath to Gadadhar as a Guru Dakshina or a result of his thesis, still after that there was so much to continue to explore. So it's not that after that was no further experience of Padabhav. So when they were at the distance from each other, Mahaprabhu will continue to plumb the depths of Radha Bhav, and Gadadhar at that point could no longer go to Gambira, as we already mentioned, explained why. But he will see, like witness, like a sporty, have a revelation through his worship of Gopinath, what was going on in Mahaprabhu's heart. And he will see that and he will worship that. Again, for us, the deity in general, many times the deity is always the same. That was not the case for Gadadhar. At every blink, there was something new in Gopinath, some new mood, something new that Mahaprabhu was relishing. In that way, Tota Gopinath becomes the Ishtadev of Gadadhar, of Radha. And a few words that I want to share in connection to him. And of course, not only Gaur Tota Gopinath confirms that Mahaprabhu was successful in tasting Radha Bhava, because again, as we say, the ocean of Radha Bhava is unfathomable, so there's no end to the project. And now, by Gadadhar Pandit service attitude, Mahaprabhu is even more indebted than ever before, as we were saying. So that's another way of, as you were saying before, why Tota Gopinath is appearing, sitting in front of Radha Gadadhar, like the same way in that he sat in Braja, confirming those same words, Napara Yeham, no? Like now Tota Gopinath is Krishna sitting in front of Gadadhar, Radha. He's saying, like, I'm totally indebted to you. I try to repay back. It's not possible. And that's why we need a Nityanavadi for the adventure to continue. And in one sense, there is no need for any other lila on top of that to continue trying to complete it. Confirmed. So I'd like to share a few words on Gadadhar Pandit's last days. Few brief words to conclude our sharing tonight. I don't want to make it too long. But as we were saying, Gadadhar Pandit stayed on earth like 11 months after Mahaprabhu passed, with big struggle to remain alive during that time, no? Because after Mahaprabhu passed, it was basically unbearable to, every breath was struggle. And as we say, when Mahaprabhu passed, it is said that he entered the deity of Tota Gopinath. It's one of a few versions. No? One other is that he entered Jagannath. Another we hear that he entered into the ocean in Puri. And one someone asked Tulasidas Maharaj, so which is the bona fide one? He said, all of them. Like he will quote this verse from the Bhagavatam, Mala Nama Sanuniran, when Krishna enters the arena of Kamsa and different people are seeing him differently. Subjective, objective. And all of them are have their particular right vision. So in the same way, he will say there are few perspectives of how Mahaprabhu passed. There are those at least are bona fide, but we hear mostly from Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other acharyas, the Tota Gopinath version is the favorite, let's put it that way. And in Bhakti Ratnakar, it's described, Narahari Chakrabarti describes like the terrible suffering of Gadadhar Pandit in separation from Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu passed. And it is said that Gadadhar Pandit actually only managed to remain alive because of to meet with Srinivas Acharya, which is something that Mahaprabhu asked him. It is said that Mahaprabhu merged, at least to Bhakti Ratnakar, merged into Tota Gopinath. And when Gadadhar Pandit, imagine, no? I mean, Gadadhar Pandit was there in Tota Gopinath, worshipping Tota Gopinath. But when Mahaprabhu merged into Tota Gopinath, it's said that Gadadhar Pandit didn't see that. He just saw Mahaprabhu's clothes, like outside of Tota Gopinath. So he was about to die himself at that very moment, like not able to tolerate one single moment alive without his prananath. And it is said that Mahaprabhu revealed in his heart, like, please stay alive a few more months. I would like you to teach Srimad Bhagavatam to Srinivas Acharya. So that again highlights the Anukul Bhav of Gadadhar Pandit. No? If it's for me, I will die right now. But somehow I will manage not to die to fulfill this last request of Mahaprabhu. So you may know the story. I will briefly tell it because it's a touching one, that Srinivas Acharya received this invitation to go to Puri and learn Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit, who's as we say, it's the topmost teacher of Bhagavatam, Radha herself speaking about the Bhagavatam. So he goes he arrived finally to Puri. He was not living in Puri, and when he arrives to Gadadhar Pandit was in his last months of life, totally emaciated, and he said, "I come to learn Bhagavatam from you." And Gadadhar said, Yeah, I know. I already know. No? Mahaprabhu requested me to not die for you. No? Imagine that, right? to keep my life together so I could teach Bhagavatam to you. And Srinivas Chai already. The lesson has not officially started, but that in itself was enough. And then Gadadhar points to the Bhagavatam, to his Bhagavatam, and say, "But I have a problem here." And they open the palm leaves of the bath, and all the ink was washed away by the tears of Gadadhar Pandit. And we were saying Srimad Bhagavatam Sadasvanayana Ashrupayanai Pujayam, this pranam mantra of Srila Siddhar Maharaj. Gadadhar will worship the Bhagavatam with his tears. Those were his flower offering, and his streams will wash away the ink. So here you have the Bhagavatam of Gadadhar Pandit. Cannot get deeper than that, with blank pages. It's empty, but it's empty because of the tears of love of what Radha is feeling. We're speaking the Bhagavatam to Mahaprabhu. So it's a completely fulfilled emptiness, right? Because the pages are empty. There's nothing there. Nothing. They have been washed away by the tears of Gadadhar. That's everything. It cannot get more everything than that. So again, this is the classical pattern in Gadadhar: emptiness, but that apparent emptiness, it's the most complete fullness. So this one more time plays out in this particular image. I remember, I don't know why, but Jacques Derrida, I'm going now to a postmodernist, but he will say once, he wrote an interesting book about blind people and paintings done by blind people, another topic. But the last line of the book, it's kind of, sometimes maybe the whole book is not that convincing, but you reach the last line and say, okay, that's my reading is justified. Here, the last line said, the function of the eyes is not to see, is to cry. Okay. Even the rest of the book was not so interesting, that line justifies everything. Here we are seeing that embodied in Gadadhar. Eyes just crying. And when you cry a lot, you stop seeing, literally. So, but you are, because you are seeing something else. There's a type of blindness induced by a type of vision. So anyhow, that was the situation. And Gadadhar said, we cannot study the Bhagavatam without a proper Bhagavatam. In his humility, he will say that. So Srinivas goes to Navadvip to get a copy of the Bhagavatam. At that time, you couldn't just...
600 kilometers.
Exactly, 600 kilometers, rather than going to archive.org and downloading a PDF of the Bhagavatam, going to database or anything. So that was a long pilgrimage unto itself to get a copy of the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam itself is a pilgrimage, but to get the pilgrimage, you need to embark upon another pilgrimage. And he was a little nervous because he realized it may not be too long for Gadadhar to leave this world, so I better hurry up. So he went as fast as he could from Puri to Navadvip again. And it was not that he got there and the Bhagavatam was ready and given. No? Mm-hmm. It has to be written and prepared, so it took time. Mm-hmm. So when he returns finally to Jagannath Puri with his copy, brand new copy of the Bhagavatam to study with Gadadhar, he realized that Gadadhar Pandit had passed already. Mm-hmm. It was too much for him. Already he had talked about and to Srinivas indirectly by just first, by basically pointing to the blank pages. That's the fullest darshan you can get of the Bhagavatam. That it was too much for Gadadhar to tolerate, continue living in separation of Mahaprabhu. So one of the versions of the story say that at that moment Srinivas Acharya went mad and he ran thinking, okay, Gadadhar Pandit is no longer here on earth. I need to take shelter in someone. I'm going to bring down. There is Rupa Goswami. But again, it takes some time to go running from Puri to Vrindavan. Even more than to go from Puri to Navadvip. So it took months. No? And when he arrives to Vrindavan, there is some kind of celebration. And he arrives to Vrindavan and he asks, so What's the celebration here? We're celebrating the passing of Srila Rupa Goswami. The second thunderbolt. So to say that for Srinivas that was too much. So he fainted, he collapsed. And when he woke up, he was woken up by Srila Jiva Goswami, who was the Radha Damodar with his school, if you will. And that he was taken by Jiva Goswami with him, and Jiva Goswami was the one who taught him Srimad Bhagavatam, which we could say was a particular arrangement. Mahaprabhu asked Gadadhar to do this. Gadadhar did the best he could in the agony of separation, which was a lot. And then eventually he ended up learning from Jiva Goswami that, again, it cannot get better to learn the Bhagavatam from Jiva Goswami. So Gadadhar Pandit disappeared in Jagannath Puri, again in Amavasya. As we spoke, he was born in Amavasya, the dark side of the moon. He disappeared of Amavasya to make the full circle and make the point clear about which was the tenor of his life, like the bhav, the mood in which he came. Last week we were celebrating that, the same day that Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappeared. That was in our year 1535. So in 9 years we will be celebrating 500th anniversary disappearance of Gadadhar Pandit. See you in 9 years. Please don't die before that. Again, manage to continue living. And again, some people will say that Gadadhar Pandit passed away. That was like 2 days before Ratha Yatra, because many will say that for him it was too unbearable to be in a Ratha Yatra without Mahaprabhu, without Mahaprabhu present. It was too much for him. And then we have the passing of Swarup Damodar, who passed on Ratha Yatra. So I will make the case, a similar case, to, he managed to survive till Ratha Yatra, but Mahaprabhu was not there. It was too much. So it's interesting because in connection to Swarup Damodar, going back to Tota Gopinath, to say that Swarup Damodar entered the deity of Lalita, which is next to Tota Gopinath. Swarup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. Mahaprabhu entered the deity of Tota Gopinath, and Gadadhar entered the deity of Radha. This is very interesting, because having darshan of Tota Gopinath, Radha, and Lalita is, in one sense, to having darshan of Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, and Gadadhar Pandit, and their samadhis plus. So all that is in that place, in that altar. So, anyhow, a few thoughts we want to share today about Tota Gopinath, service of Tota Gopinath by Gadadhar Pandit, and a little bit about his last days. And tomorrow we will be concluding our Saptaha by trying to bring it all together, hopefully, some full circle, and speaking about the adoration of Gaur Gadadhar and how, due to all the things that they represent, what are we invited to give, how we are invited to imbibe what they represent in our daily life, in our eternal prospect. There anything you would like to share, to ask, whatever? Is that a raised hand, Damayanti? Okay.
To this scene with Srinivas and Gadadhar Pandit, I'm wondering, maybe you can share a little bit more words about why Gadadhar Pandit actually sent him away, because actually for Gadadhar Pandit there is no need to have a copy of the Bhagavad.
Not for him. I made for the student. Yeah, of course. For Gadadhar Pandit, it's totally internalized. You don't need the book. But in one sense, for the student, the teacher may know the textbook by heart, so to say. And the student, of course, is no ordinary student. We don't want here to downplay Srinivas Acharya, but he was there as a student, and yeah, a copy of the Bhagavatam will be in place like a textbook for the student. Even if the teacher knows the book by heart, he will say the student, get a copy of this book. That would be a reason. Another reason also could be, as sometimes I've heard that in Gadadhar knew I may not be able to survive much longer, and he didn't want to pass in front of Srinivas. It would be like too much also. And the darshan of the empty pages of the Bhagavatam were a lesson, a Bhagavatam lesson for life unto itself. Like, here's the essence of the Bhagavatam. Want the class of the Bhagavatam, here's the essence. Blank pages, washed away by tears of love. Then Jiva Goswami will tell you the details of that in a few months. Without saying that, of course. So different ways to understand that.
Like Krishna sent Uddhava in the Himalayas. He couldn't leave because those bhaktas have so great love. How can he leave? So he sent him to the Himalayas and he can go aprakat. So he sent Srinivasacharya away.
Yeah, but again, I think this moment of pointing to him to the empty pages, which overtly that's the reason. Overtly, so that was just he pointed to the pages to tell him, actually, we don't have a book, get one. But that's not the and Srinivasacharya, of course, he was enough of a good student to say the least to realize, okay, why there are no pages? Because this and that. Okay, let me stay with that for a moment before getting the book. This is the book. Yeah, again, very indirect, if you will, but it's all there.
And could even the daughter even given more Bhagavatam class without, out of such separation, would he even been able to teach a class? Sure.
Yeah, that's another way of putting it. That's as much as Gadadhar could teach the Bhagavatam at that point. Now, there are no more words to be said. This is the as much as I can show you. Which again, if you have the eyes to see in that emptiness, in that blank pages, you realize the fullness that is being already given. And the appreciation of what he was feeling at that moment for Mahaprabhu. Again, all that is Bhagavatam in motion. Well, that is the lesson unto itself, as much as could be given from Gadadhar, and then everything was arranged for him then to learn it from Jiva Goswami. So, yeah.
Anything to know about the relationship between the Dharma and the Swami? Anything else? Yeah. Because, I mean, it is kind of mystical, isn't it, that the Swamis are their servants and that they are being sent away and nothing is known about the relationship of them coming together, discussing, sharing.
Coming together, Goswamis and Gadadhar.
It's about it. But the Dharma and the Swamis, nothing is revealed. This could be interesting. And yeah, I think this was a dream. Is anything known or has in the meantime has something come up in the meantime about this?
Challenge.
Just say one thing. Many essential things have to be meditated and chanted. So it's not whole Bhagavatam, whole Sri Charitamrita, when we look deeply, it's only hints. Every leela we get. You know, if someone really starts experiencing it becomes real, then one knows these 18,000 verses is like nothing. This is just, I always feel the whole Bhagavatam and all Shastra is just, if you're on the path here and then you see these yellow Swiss signs, Önya, from the place here. This is, you're not there. It's just some.
Like a finger pointing to the moon.
Yeah,
That's it.
exactly. Yes. So the main thing, you know, between every of the 18,000 verses, when Nam is like revealing, then millions of verses will be entering in between to make it completely alive. So, and this is like the, you have a little hints, but now the ball is in us, you know, how to slowly get. But what I feel is, especially these two moments when Mahaprabhu meets Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, this, it externally it looks like shikshas, Rupa shiksha and Sanatana shiksha, and it looks like Mahaprabhu
Who
is
is
sitting
being
at the
Shiksha?
bank in Varanasi and in Prayag and instructing them. But from the whole development, we know it's the other way around. Mahaprabhu was with Ramananda Roy, was with Vishakha, and got so much, but it was not enough. Now Mahaprabhu needs the association of Srimati Radhika's close servants, Rupa Manjari and Labhanga Manjari. So to for fine-tuning, and only then they prepare Mahaprabhu and the whole spirit to really understand their Swamini. So, you know, to really prepare his mind. So, and this, just these kind of sevas are like they hand over Krishna in the hands of the, they put Krishna now in the hands of their Swamini. So this is like one of the deepest sevas the Manjaris do. You know, now they are there in Prayag and in Varanasi, and they like hint, now you go further to our Swamini, now you go to Puri. And what are the Manjaris doing in Vrindavan? So often they make arrangement, oh Krishna, you should go there to Srimati Radhika. So, and I think when Mahaprabhu enters the Toda Gopinath garden, she feels, this is the gift from my Manjaris. No, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to the Toda Gopinath garden where Srimati, where Gadadhar is residing. So this is like, she feels, this is the gift of my Manjaris. This is the gift of Rupa and Sanatana. They put,
They have facilitated the
yes, they
access.
sent him here now for further. They prepared him to be able that he can come here. And I'm sure, you know, there is many aspects, especially of Puri Leela, is seva in separation. We know this, that but everything that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing in Puri, this is exact, this is the verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is exactly that what Srimati Radhika experiences,
Amar Gita.
yes, when Krishna left Vrindavan and when Uddhava
It's
came to
coming.
Vrindavan, like pain of separation. That's why Puri is also called a Vipralamba Kshetra. So it's a painful place, but
Sweetly painful place.
yes, Yata Dekha Vaishnava, this is the verse. So,
Just making sure.
because this is like the realm, so now also the seva that the manjari is, that the Goswami is too. No, it's like a little seva in separation. They in Vrindavan. But it's a very close connection. So it's like the atmosphere of seva in separation. Maybe you'd like to add more.
And in one sense also, of course, thank you for all of that, and especially what you shared about how whatever we find in the scriptures is only a hint. And in one sense, what's to be found in between the lines is way more, actually, not even a little more, but way more that you will find overtly, in Shastra. Not to downplay what's in the scripture, but to actually honor what's in the scripture, where the scripture is trying to take us, to a realm of experience where, from which there is, from where new scripture come, basically. No, and I was just going to say that in complement to what you mentioned, this the Goswami is going to Vrindavan also, though overtly establish temples and write books, and it may sound a little bit more like structural, institutional, missionary spirit, which may sound a little bit conflicting with all the things we just said, but actually, all those things that Mahaprabhu tells to the Goswami is a way of saying, go and give shape to all of this, so this gift can be extended to others. So it's all in connection to what you just said. No, they're establishing deities or temples or writing books. It's not just writing books, establishing temple, but it's all in the context of Sri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. Like establishing in the world the wish of Mahaprabhu and the experience, and doing it in separation, and even doing that, as we said the other day, indirectly to some degree, because in one sense, the Goswami didn't speak so much, didn't write so much about Mahaprabhu. They mostly wrote about Radha Krishna Lila, but as we said the other day, they did so in such a way that if you are reading that with a proper heart, you conclude there must be a Gaur Lila. You start to look for Mahaprabhu after reading the Goswami. If you read the Goswami, probably it's like, where is Mahaprabhu? No? So indirectly, it's all again lots of indirectness, lots of separations, lots of invitation to look in between the lines.
As much as we could do a seva like this, because they are the most intimate and they are the one who can catch other people like they did.
Are entrusted with something very, very very delicate, but very important one. Yeah. And they know how to convey that because they're so close to what they are experiencing. So, yeah.
Like Rupa Goswami says, oh, I got one little drop of the unlimited ocean of Gaur Prem from him. And from this one drop, I started to expand. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjvala Nilamani, and all the scripture, Utkalika Vallarit. So it's like, you know, from the one drop I got, he's mentioning that, Tare Eka Bindu, from this one little drop, suddenly expanded. And maybe this is what everyone should do.
Siddhanta Valiya Chitta,
Na koro ala.
which is another way of understanding that, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Take the revelation and turn it to the point that the drop becomes an ocean. Do not be lazy.
And do you make this? We're going to say something. To make these experiences already that in the name, the between the line things are being revealed.
I was not, I didn't
Different
understand.
18,000 verses of the Bhagavatam is actually nothing, but
No, nothing, no, nobody say nothing.
so that between the verses there are millions and millions of verses hidden, which will become revealed by
Yeah,
reading
that's
Chaitanya
all the good, the
Mahaprabhu.
books of the Goswamis is that basically.
And is
All
it
the books of the
sustained?
Goswamis are revolving around the Bhagavatam. So it's like a churning, further churning of the bath, and then you have all the books of the Goswamis is Shatsandar, Bhaktirasamrita, Sindhu, Ujjvalnilamani, Lalit Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava, Gopal Shyam, Pubriha, Bhagavatamrita, Laghu Bhagavatamrita, even many of the books are called Bhagavatam. Bhagavata Sandarbha, the Shat Sandarbha is actually called Bhagavata Sandarbha. So it's all an extension of the Bhagavata. It's all the Goswami showing this also the Bhagavata. And then on top of that, let's talk about Mahaprabhu more directly, the next generation, Chaitanya Bhagavata. No? So that's also Bhagavata.
And I was thinking,
does anyone of you make this experience that Krishna Chandra was telling, right? That by chanting the holy name, these revelations which are vibrating between the bronzes, in our in
So you're asking if anyone had that experience? Yes, why not?
Ishwatari.
I'm reading Shivaram Swami's Vilap Kusumanjali. I don't know if it came because of my chanting. There are 108 verses in writes thousands of
104.
104, and he writes thousands of pages. To each verse, 50 pages, 40, 50 pages. And if you read it, it's his meditation. So it's expanding. It's, anyway, this is not my realization, but I'm allowed to read what can happen.
Or, if you make a sapta about Gorgadana,
Yes,
there's I don't see one book about Gorgadana. So go in any library of Vaishnavas. There's a come on, 7 days about the topic of Gorgadana. And then suddenly we no, now we are just scratching. We could. The main thing would now be that the next thousands of seminars days will go. Now we try to meditate each and every verse of the Bhagavatam from the perspective how Radhika sees and how Mahaprabhu is there in the garden. I say,
And I wish I would be mentioned Krishna Chandra because part of the intention of this series that we are doing was also like to give each of us, all of us, including me, like a sense of wonder about, as you say, you will be talking 1 week about Gadadhar Pandit, but what will you be able to say? I mean, for a whole week and to follow for all of us to have an experience like, wow, so much. And it's not that it has all been said again, it's just touched, been sprinkled by a drop. This is the same example when Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta will publish his Nadia Prakash, his daily newspaper on spiritual news, as someone asked him like once, but at one point you will run out of news, no?
That's Harikatha.
About Harikatha, every day you're publishing. And you don't tell that to Bhaktisiddhanta. So he say that, I mean, every day you have how many newspapers here in Kolkata speaking about the news from the limited world? And there's so much to say every day. 17 newspapers in Kolkata about the news of Sakunta, not Vaikunta, Sakunta, a place of anxiety. And in my,
Accidents and war.
yeah, and in my newspaper, I speak about the news of Vaikunta, the realm of unlimitedness. And you tell me that I will get run short of news. He concludes saying, if I could do it, I will publish one newspaper per second. The only problem, not enough interest in the customers. That's what he said. But for me, I'm publishing a newspaper at every second. I have enough news to share regarding what we are talking, right? We are just speaking about the infinite. But there's not enough if interest, so I have to limit myself to once per day. Yeah, but I appreciate what Krishna Chandra was mentioning today in the morning. Also, after breakfast, he was pointing to me one verse from the Bhagavad Gita. No, when the translator Krishna Arjuna is telling to Krishna, "You only know yourself through your own Shakti." No, and Krishna Chandra is like, and I was like, because I've been already for a future book project I have. I want to go to the Bhagavad Gita and to find verses that are pointing to Gaur Lila. I planned that out. And then to the Bhagavatam, I'm going to those verses that are not overtly in the verse, but are in between. And that's one of them, but there are so many.
10:15.
Yeah. Yeah, and Yayata Mam Prapadyante could be another one also. Like, as you worship me, I reciprocate. If you play out the implications of that, you have Gaur Lila. And regarding your question, Anurag, and this is may not be too appropriate to share in public, but I'll do. And any problem, Anurag will cover my back. No problem. No, but once you were asking, I mean, it's a moment of sharing some personal experience in connection to what you were mentioning, and it's all grace. It's, again, it's not here about boasting about one's merit or capacity, because it was not that. But one day I was. There's this famous verse from the Bhagavatam and the Atmaram verse. Atmaramas chamuna yonir granta pirukrame kurbanti haitukim bhaktim itambuta guno hari. Which is this verse that Mahaprabhu explained in so many ways. To Sanatana Goswami, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, so much in that verse. So I remember one day I was contemplating that verse, and somehow I felt, again, without thinking, without making like a conscious effort, but how this verse could be speaking about Mahaprabhu, Gaur Lila. And again, I'm not a Sanskrit scholar at all, but somehow I start to, okay, this is what the word means, and this and this and this and this. Okay, this could mean this and this if read this way. I mean, I wrote two articles about that years ago, so I won't go into the details now, but I ended up with a rendered reading of the same verse, which actually was clearly speaking about Krishna leaving his Atmaram stage, he being the Atmaram, leaving that aside and being willing to become Urukram. The word Urukram appears there, like the great adventurer in the context of exploring his own heart and all that converging in Gaur Lila. But of course, I was not sure. I mean, I don't want just to be crazy with my own speculation. So I wrote to a few Sanskrit scholars, you know, wrote to Babaji as well, and I was like, is this legal? Basically, I didn't ask like that, but I'm reading this interpretation came literally. It was not really like me, my genius, because there is no such thing. So it came was grace probably as a result of some prayer. And he said, oh, that interpretation is very noble, but it's perfectly accurate. So it's like, jai. So again, that's a way, that's an experience that I personally had in connection to, okay, there's this verse of the Bhagavatam, and it was funny for me because that's a verse that Mahaprabhu interpreted in so many ways, and somehow it felt came to me like, but there's one way that he did not interpret this verse, which is how that verse is speaking about himself, no? But he's coming in a covert way, so he's not like opening saying, hey guys, I'm all. So it felt like, okay, this disclosure came by grace, and hopefully Mahaprabhu is not getting angry that we are like, huh, unmasking him. He's in Seva. So anyhow, that came like sharing as well in terms of how, again, and I was like getting humbled by what happened and realizing, wow, so much is there in every verse, every line. Yeah. Again, that must be what Mahaprabhu Krishna himself is experiencing in the inimaginable degrees while listening the Bhagavatam from that other, as Krishna Chandra was saying, from that perspective. Like Srila Sri Maharaj would love to say, change your angle of vision. Well, that's Gaur Lila, right? As Krishna embracing that instruction in Gaur Lila, change your angle of vision. Whoa, how it looks from this place. Yeah. Okay. My one. No, no, no. Swarup Damodar. Yeah. I can tell more. Sorry? Who he was? Tell us, tell us. I'm talking too much. We need a whole separate retreat. That's in 6 years, right? We already covered the first next 5 years, six. By the trailer by Krishna Chandra, what will come in 2032? Yeah.
It's just another interesting friend of Gauranga in Navadvip. You know, he stays with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. This is like whenever the Lord directly comes in this world, then his eternal associates, they come with him from the spiritual world. Also, you know, and some fortunate souls, they can also join. On the travel, we went to Maya yesterday.
Yeah.
We spoke about the dog.
I'm recording the lecture. You may need to clarify to our audience which was the travel to Maya. We don't want to get in. We don't want to get in.
The whole upshot of it to Maya. So Maya is a wonderful mystical place in the middle of the forest, and it's mentioned on the map. Maya.
That's it. That's it. Continue. Sorry.
We don't get bad reputation.
We don't care for repetition.
So we spoke about this dog shortly, you know, the dog of Shivananda Sen, who is not an eternal associate coming from there, but a very fortunate Shiva soul be able to meet them. So but Swarup Damodar is like from the most intimate circle. He's in Navadvip and Gauranga is with him. That time his name is Purushottam. And he also took, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he also took sannyas and he became Swarup Damodar Goswami. So, and it's like
many ways similar to Gadadhar's situation, both in Navadvip and Puri,
yeah,
taking
exactly.
sannyas similar time,
yeah,
being
yeah, yeah. And being constantly with Mahaprabhu. And because Lalita, such he's Lalita, Swarup Damodar. So she's such an intimate, wonderful servant, a friend of Shrimati Radhika. So now, especially in the nights in Gambira, we hear constantly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Shrimati Radhika, she can hardly survive or contain, suddenly, out of Lalita Swarup Damodar's heart, many, many verses are streaming, because she knows. He knows Radhika very much. So it's pacifying so much. And one time when Shrimati Radhika, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambira, we spoke about a few days ago how Shrimati Radhika in this little room in Yavat.
Yavat.
And she couldn't contain, she had to, you know, somehow run. Mahaprabhu, many times he had to flee and run out from Gambira. He disappeared. Even at the little door of Gambira, Swarup Damodar, Andrei Ramananda, Vishaka and Lalita, they were sleeping before the door. But suddenly they didn't, it was silent inside. So something happened. And they went inside, Mahaprabhu is not there. So this was middle in the night. And they had like an alarm system, you know, all the bhaktas immediately awakened without handy, without mobiles. Everyone was activated on the search and they spread all over Puri. Where is Gauranga? So, but where did Swarup Damodar go? It's very interesting. He ran to the shore of the ocean and he went north. So if you walk from the ocean in Puri, 40 kilometers north, you arrive at the Sun Temple Konark. It's a very famous ancient temple. So why did Swarupthamada run there? Because Lalita knows when Srimati Radhika has great pain of separation, she can take shelter of one very special place in Vrindavan called Suryakund. So, you know, this is how it's very wonderful. And the deeper we go also in our spiritual life, I feel we need companions who can nourish that. That's why Sri Guru comes not into play when I don't know what to do with my life. Should I marry Maharaj or should I? I don't know. Should I take this job or this job? This is not anything. Sri is not the place of Sri Guru. Go to coaches and go to friends and whatever. But the deeper one goes, this is where the necessity comes, Maharaj said. Only then deep friends come. And when Gauranga Krishna, on his search for Radha Bhav, has such a great necessity, that's why the most deep friends are needed, like Swarupthamada.
Swarup Damodar ki jai, Shri Gaur Gadadhar ji ki jai, Sadhu Sangh ki jai, Shri Khalsi ki jai, Gaur Premanand Hari Gaur.